Standing on his home's porch, Neil Anderson points through the thicket of trees in his front yard and across Blacksmith Shop Road towards one of his closest neighbors, a wind turbine.
Right now we are 1,320 feet, which is 1/4 mile due south of Wind 1, which is Falmouth's first wind turbine. It's been online since April, and we've been trying to get it stopped since April.
Wind 1 is owned by the town of Falmouth and is located at the town's wastewater treatment plant, where it stands 262 feet tall to the turbine's hub. That's about 10 feet taller than the Pilgrim Monument in Provincetown. The blades extend just shy of 400 feet, which is about half the height of the John Hancock Building in Boston. When it was installed last spring, Anderson says he never thought it would cause a problem. For 35 years, he owned and operated a passive solar company on Cape Cod, and the energy conservationist in him considered wind power a good principle.
I was proud looking at it until it started turning, and it is dangerous. Headaches, loss of sleep, the ringing in my ears, it never goes away. You know, I can look at it all day long. It does not bother me looking at that turbine. It's quite majestic, but it's way too close.
Before it was turned on, Falmouth residents almost universally welcomed Wind 1 as a symbol of renewable energy and a way to keep taxes down. But since then, a dozen families have retained a lawyer, and estimates run as high as 50 people complaining about it and the noise it makes at different speeds. Neighbors say this isn't a debate about a turbine ruining their view, and their goal is not compensation. Some neighbors just want it turned off at night, but Anderson says he can't compromise.
This house has been my hobby and our investment, and we love it out here. We will move if we have to, because we cannot live with it. No, we cannot.
In terms of investment, Wind 1 is expected to save the town about $375,000 a year in electricity. Heather Harper, Falmouth's acting town manager, says Falmouth owes about $5 million on the 1.65 megawatt turbine. One of the challenges, Harper says, is that the type of sound some neighbors complain about, a low-level pulse, isn't regulated by the state.
I don't experience, at the times I have been there, I do not experience the impact or the effect that the neighbors have expressed that they've experienced, but I do believe that they are experiencing something that's very real to them.
David McGlinchey is with the nonpartisan Manomet Center for Conservation Sciences in Plymouth, which provides science-based information to policymakers. McGlinchey says that while Wind 1 has generated complaints, other turbines of similar size, including a 1.8 megawatt turbine in Hull, have been mostly well-received.
The existing peer-reviewed studies suggest that there are no health effects associated with the sound and noise from wind turbines. That being said, people clearly experience symptoms. People have headaches. People have their sleep disturbed. People are not, you know, not living well next to them in some situations. Some situations they are. So both sides are right.
Wind advocates say Falmouth's experience has made it nearly impossible to get other turbines approved on Cape Cod and potentially across the state. Last week, Falmouth selectmen acknowledged the issue and agreed to turn off the turbine when wind speeds exceed 23 miles per hour. It's unclear how much relief this will bring or how long it will last, since Lechman said more permanent mitigation efforts still must be negotiated. One looming concern of neighbors is a second turbine, one of the same size and make that has gone up not far from the first. Falmouth's Wind 2 is scheduled to be turned on sometime this spring. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran in Falmouth.